What the world needs now is a good 50-cent cup of coffee, a durable broom, a better mousetrap, and if you ask a Russian military planner, what the world really could use is an arsenal of inflatable weapons. Courtesy of our colleagues at the BBC, or is it MI6? Come with us now. On the edge of Moscow, two men carry a black duffel bag into a field and drop it on the ground.
They open the bag and empty its contents. Out rolls a large sheet of plastic. Lots of weapons blow up, but the Russian army's latest strategic weapon has to be blown up to confront an enemy on the battlefield. You think this is a joke? A generator, a compressor, and air is pumped in. What looks like a turret appears, then a long plastic gun barrel. 5 minutes later, the Russian floaty, more of a tank actually, is ready for action.
Reconnect the hoses and you've got, with a little hot air, an S-300 rocket launcher, complete with full-size truck and inflatable rockets. It's a cross between a ballistic missile and an amusement park bouncy toy castle. This weapon system is designed to intimidate enemies, not attract four-year-olds. All packed in bags, you can transport your inflatable MiG fighter jets, your Russian radar station, and of course we are fooling you. All this inflatable largesse is designed to distract and fool the enemy. These are some of the most advanced military decoys in the world. Decoys have been used in wartime for centuries, and as weapons get more advanced, they get harder to fake. And these are so realistic, they've even got their own side fooled. Viktor Talonov is from the company that makes them.
On one military exercise, a Russian Air Force general thought our inflatable rocket launcher was real. He ran up and ordered us to lower our rockets. He refused to believe it was a dummy, because intelligence reports indicated it was loaded and ready to fire.
For an inflatable fake army, you need a real factory. And this one works at full tilt to the sound of Soviet pop songs. A seamstress cuts out a tank pattern on some special plastic, one coated in chemicals that tricks radar and thermal imagers into thinking these are real weapons. These women used to produce hot air balloons, but making mannequins for the military is a more patriotic profession. Lena is sewing a surface-to-air missile system.
I'm proud to be making entire rocket launchers and tanks for our armed forces. When you finish sewing them and you watch them being filled with air, it is so satisfying.
Sewing fake rocket launchers to keep Russia safe. Thus is the decoy arms race, every bit as serious as the real weapons proliferating around the world. What do they say? Deterrence is cheaper than an actual fighting war. Which may be why these decoys are so popular with militaries all over the world. They are, of course, hundreds, if not thousands of times cheaper than the real thing. All the Pentagon needs now, perhaps, is a hot air detector. Hey, that shouldn't be hard over there.